Well, I'm curious, does anybody in the room here know what their name means? I just need it by show of hands. I don't need to hear what people... Does anybody not know what their name means? It's interesting because the meaning of names really isn't as important as it once was or as it used to be. A lot of times now we choose names based on maybe originality, how it sounds, or maybe in keeping with a family line. You know, you get a Nick Jr. or something down the line like that, something to keep in line with the family tradition. My name, incidentally, means victorious one, which I love that. I don't know if I was named after Nike or Nike was named after me, but that's where you get Nicholas means victorious one, and so I'm thankful for that. I don't know if my parents named me that way because they wanted me to be victorious or if they just liked the name, but my name means victorious one. But when we look in the Old Testament, when we look in Scripture in general, we see the importance of names coming to the forefront in our understanding of who people are and how God has gifted them and brought and the purpose He's brought them to in this world. We remember names like Noah as we've looked through Genesis, and we remember that his name means rest, and that was very apropos for when he was for his purpose. We looked at the name Shem, which actually means name. We talked about building a Shem for myself. I think that's all resonating in our hearts as Lucas would preach that. And we look at Abraham, and he is the father of many nations. And we actually see the importance of names as God changed his name from Mighty Father to the Father of Many Nations. So we see that God has a very important purpose for names. Even in the New Testament, we see this when Saul's name is changed to Paul. We see Simon, his name becomes Peter, as he becomes, as the Lord says, the rock upon which the church will be built. Upon this rock, my church will be built, he says. So names are very, very important to God. So my question is, why do we need to study the names of God? Is it important for us to know the different names? In Scripture, there are different names for God. There are different compounds with the word El in front. You'll see El Shaddai, and that is a name of God. You also see different designations with Jehovah, and you hear the name Yahweh. Why do we need to be studying the names of God? Now, are they just names that men have given to God so that we can help recognize who He is? And maybe if we want to pray to Him, we can call out and get His attention. Like, hey, Jehovah. And He turns around, oh, is that me? Is that where the names came from? Are they names that God gave to Himself so that we could know how to get His attention, so we could get to know Him? Well, I would suggest, number one, that we need to study the names of God, number one, because we are to worship His name. In Psalm 34, we have this. Verse 2 and 3, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. We are to worship His name. That is just one of many verses that says we are to worship the name of the Lord. Not just an idea that's out there, not just a deity that happens to be up and above and far away, but we are to worship the name of the Lord. Secondly, we are to worship Him, and we are to study the name of the Lord because in it we are saved and we find our refuge. Proverbs 18:10 says this. Also in Psalm 124:8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 91:15, because He has known my name, I will deliver him. In Psalm 116:3-4 and verse 6, I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. I was brought low, and He helped me. So it's by the name of the Lord that we are saved and we find refuge. We also find this, that knowing God by name, it fuels our worship. Knowing God's name fuels our worship, because when we look at the names of God, and as we go through this for the next 8 weeks, we're going to look at the different characteristics of God as revealed in His names. And as we come to know Him specifically, as He's revealed Himself to be provider, healer, our righteousness, that will fuel our worship because it will give creed for who He is. It'll give validity to the name that we worship on high, not just because they're designations that we have given to Him, but they're because they're designations He has given for Himself. And He didn't just say it, He proved it. And so it's going to fuel our worship. And also knowing God by name rightly directs our worship. There are a lot of people that worship out there. Sunday morning, right now, you have people all over the world that are worshiping. And the question is, what is the name they are worshiping in? If we don't have something that rightly directs our worship, we worship to something that is not alive. We worship to something that is false. We worship to something that actually angers the Lord. And so as we know the names of God, it is going to fuel our worship. It is going to rightly direct our worship. And then three, by God's name, we are kept close to him. As we know God by name, we are kept close to who he is. Isaiah 50, verse 10, "Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God." God walks with us. He is the one that walks with us and fuels us and gives us strength for our daily life. And as we call out to him, knowing his names, it's going to be a blessing to know that the one that we serve is the one that walks with us and keeps us close. So that's why I suggest to you that that's why we study the names of God. But then what do God's names reveal about himself? Number two. Well, oftentimes we hear people that they're given nicknames, and maybe you hear some, you know, the guy who's fast, we call him Flash, or someone that's funny, you call him the Jokester. You get different kind of nicknames. Some of them are more personal. Some of them are more descriptive. Well, I would suggest to you that the names of God are along those lines, but in a far, far deeper way. You see, as you give someone a nickname, it's because it helps describe a portion of who they are, maybe an aspect of something you remember them by. But with the names of God, when he reveals that he is our righteousness, that's not just a portion of God. It's not just something that happened one time and we remember and look back upon it. He is called that name because he is righteousness. We look at him when we're told that he is the God of peace. He is peace. He is love. He is who he says he is. And so we're going to look at the names of God that they reveal about himself, his identity. And the importance of that is because when we talk about who God is, we as humans do not have the ability to figure out who God is. We've talked about this before in the Sunday messages, that God is the one who initiates. And if God does not initiate and reveal who he is to us, then we are without knowing who God is. And so as he reveals his name to us, and we have several names that we're going to get to go through, we are getting to know the God who is making himself known to us. And that is a blessing, because without that, we do not know God, we do not know salvation, and we stand here in futility. So I'm very thankful that we serve a God who reveals himself. And number three, the other question I wanted to ask, why did God reveal himself to us by names? Why did he reveal himself with names? Well, oftentimes Christians are put through the fires of testing, and it's the revelation of God's names during those deep times of trying for him to display his love to us, his compassion, his care for his children, and revealing his names to us exactly what we need to know as he offers hope, encouragement, and life. It's so important to know that the God who we serve has revealed himself by name, because by those names we see life, we see hope, we see encouragement. And it's because knowing one another by name indicates a personal relationship. Is that not encouraging to know that the God of the universe has given his name to you to personally call to him? That he hasn't just said, well, I'm God way up here and you can address me as sir, or you can address me as, you know, commander. No, he's given us his names so that we can call on him, and he knows us by name. It's an encouraging relationship when you know one another's names. You ever get caught not knowing somebody's name? It shows, number one, I mean, you may want to have a relationship with that person, but it's not as deep as it could be until you at least know their name. God has given us his names, and so we can know who he is. So this is all just a brief introduction for the names of God as we're going to be going through this series. And I want to let you guys know that it is going to be an encouraging series. It's going to be one where we get to know the depths of who God is. And the great part about it is it's not going to be just an educational exercise where we look at the Hebrew meaning of the name and the origin and where it came from. Actually, the stories come to us through narrative, which is going to be a really exciting opportunity for us, because as we learn the names of God through narrative, we see how it's going to be placed in our own life, how he has revealed himself to us through the narrative of our own lives. which is also a really encouraging aspect of this study. So as we get into the study, as we're talking about the blessings, I want to encourage us to beware of the warnings that come with studying the names of God. Now, like I said, the study of God's name is not so much about academics, it's about relationship. The whole study of God's name is going to be about relationship, us and Him. Not just God and the world, not just God and the church, also God and you. I mean, those are definitely aspects of it. But God and you, personal relationship, how God reveals Himself to you in relationship. We'll see contrasts of what this means. Simply knowing the names of God are not the final guarantee that you or anyone else has this relationship with God. And we hear this from Jesus' own words when he's in Matthew 25 and Matthew 7. He's talking about a couple different experiences that people will have when they stand before the Lord. Number one, in chapter 7, when they say, "Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not do miracles? Did we not do this all in your name?" And what's he going to say? "Depart, I never knew you." Now, does that "I never knew you" mean God's like, I don't remember your face. I don't think that we've ever met. Is it a knowledge that God just doesn't actually know who they are? No, we know that God has created each person. And he formed them before they were born in their mother's womb. So it's not that he doesn't know intellectually. It's that he doesn't know them intimately, relationship. And so we're going to see the importance of that, that God needs to know us personally in a relationship. The other one is when Jesus or people are standing before the Lord and he says, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink." And they're going to say, when did that happen? When did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked? When did we see that? See, whenever you did this to the least of these, you did it to me. But they're not going to know that. They're not going to have that personal relationship. They're not going to know God in that way. And so I want to encourage us this morning that as we look at the names of God, we're not just doing it in a sense where we say, "Okay, I know the name Jehovah Nissi. I know the name El Shaddai. I know the name Jehovah Tzedeknu." Different names that maybe we've never heard before that we're going to go through. But yeah, now I know that name, so I know God. That's not the purpose of the study. The purpose is to know God, who he is, and have that translate into a personal, loving relationship, to see how God provides for his children, to see how God loves you intimately. So as we begin this study, just to discover a few of the names, there's something like 40 compound names of God in Scripture and other designations with Jehovah. There's a lot of different names we could go through, and we'll go through a few of them. But it's going to be a blessing for us as we seek to know who God is more. Not just his names in an academic sense, but to know who he is as our Lord and Savior. So as it becomes personal for us, I want us just to consider, what do you know about your Heavenly Father right now? Do you know him as provider? Not just there's a name out there that says he provides, and so, okay, I kind of get that he's a good God. But do you know him as your provider? Do you know him as your righteousness? Do you know him as these things? Because as you begin to realize that God is these things for you, like I said, it's going to fuel your worship. Because you're going to look at God and you're going to say, "You are my righteousness. You are my provider. You are my peace. And without you, I don't have those things." And so you are going to draw closer to him in relationship. You're not just going to be able to describe more things about him. As if I was to say, tell you about my father. And Nick, tell me about your dad. Well, he's 5'11", he's got thinning brown hair, he's got a mustache, he wears glasses, and his favorite color is blue. If those were all the things that I could tell you about my dad, it would be a sad story. But if I can tell you about my father, that he has loved me since I was born, that I can give evidence of time after time when he has sacrificed to make sure that he showed how much he loved me, that I was cared for. The times when at night he would come in and comfort me. The times in college when I wasn't sure what was going to happen the next day and I would get a phone call and he would encourage me. That's the way we're going to get to know who our Heavenly Father is. The God of all the universe, who has an entire universe to tend for, breaks into your own world and says, I am this for you. There's really one name that God calls himself by, and that is, I am. I am that I am. Isn't that encouraging? God is whatever he needs to be for us. Not so that we can manipulate him and say, well, I need you to give me money today, or I need you to take care of this person for me because they're really bothering me. No, he says, I am that I am. I always have been. I always will be. I will not change. I am the Lord your God. And when he does that to us, we see that we have reason to give worship because he is far greater, far above anything that we could ever imagine, and he wants to know us personally. So I don't want us to know just a bullet point list of who God is. By the end of this, we'll have, seven names because we're taking this first week just to talk about why it's important to know the names of God. But we're going to start looking through seven different names. And I don't want at the end of it just for us to say, well, I know that there's seven different names of God. No, they're really the revelations of God's character for that personal, intimate relationship as we grow deeper in relationship with him. And that's going to be a blessing for us. And that's going to be something that I encourage you guys then to take scripture and look and see where God reveals himself in other places, in other passages. And you're going to say, wow, God is greater than maybe I imagined. God is closer than I imagined. God wants to be more intimate than I imagined. And we're going to get to know our Heavenly Father in a great and awesome way. So this is just our beginning of the study. I didn't get into anything specific this morning. It was really hard to try and put the concept of God into a 20-minute session. There's so much that I've left out. But I hope that this whets your appetite to go and study the names of God. And I'm excited to come back next week and begin going through specific names with you. Again, it's through narrative, so it's not going to be a boring academic-type lesson where I get up here and tell you name origins. You're going to see how God has worked through people's lives and revealed himself in the appropriate time. Because the message of God's names often come to people who are broken, who are hurting, who are in need. And then God reveals himself. He says, now watch how I provide. Watch how I fulfill your need because of who I am and because of how much I love you. So let's pray this morning and ask the Lord that he would continue to reveal himself to us. And that, even as Lucas preaches this morning, that we see that God is exactly who he says he is, and he's revealing himself to us at the appropriate times so that we know him and have deep relationship with him.